Thereafter, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at about 8 a.m., I took 5 small syringes, one for each biosphere, and inserted their needles through the duct tape that linked the upper and lower halves of the tanks, which were separated from each other by pencil stubs placed across their corners. And I withdrew air samples from them that I took to a laboratory where I measured their CO2 concentrations. Then, every night, for 19 long months, I took a deep breath that I exhaled into a larger syringe from which I had removed the needle, after which I replaced the needle and injected my CO2-enriched breath through the duct tape and into one of the biospheres. I repeated this operation several times each night, with one biosphere getting only a couple of breath injections and the others receiving progressively more, so that over the course of the study, the CO2 concentrations within the 5 biospheres ranged from a low of 336 parts per million to a high of 1,257 parts per million. Then, at the end of the study, I harvested the plants in each biosphere, dried them in an oven, and weighed them. The results were truly amazing. Compared to the biosphere with the lowest amount of CO2 in its air, the biosphere that contains 70% more CO2 produced 105% more biomass, while the biosphere that contained 160% more CO2 produced 140% more biomass. And so it continued. In the biosphere that contained 225% more CO2, the amount of biomass it produced was 205% greater. And in the biosphere that contained 275% more CO2, biomass production was 265% greater. Clearly, carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. Based upon a multitude of experiments I have personally conducted on dozens of different plants, both terrestrial and aquatic, over the course of the last quarter century, in my own home, employing my own breath, as well as in the field and in laboratories with the best equipment available, and in collaboration with some of the best scientists to ever have studied the subject, I have come to know, as well as I know anything, that carbon dioxide is truly the breath of life to nearly all plants on the face of the earth and in the waters of its lakes, rivers, and oceans, as it also is to all of Earth's animals, which are totally dependent upon the world's plants for the food they require to sustain themselves. And for any person, any group, or any government to declare otherwise is an affront to all logic and a complete disavowal of reality.